There's another controversy tied to Kauai and flood recovery. The state championship canoe regatta is supposed to be held in Hanalei August 3rd, which is in just about 2 weeks. The Kauai Outrigger Association and the county said all 11 clubs on the island agreed the event should go as planned, even though some worry about the impact on the community in light of the flood recovery. We talked to some of the Oahu clubs who said they made a decision not to participate in light of community concerns about such a big contingent. We were at the regatta held at the Kaneohe Marine Corps Base, Hawaii, this month, where Colonel Raul Leonez welcomed the several thousand participants. It was a logistical challenge, pre-registering the vehicles and turning part of the tarmac near the marina in a place for canoes and club tents. But it's an event to strengthen community relationships. Some of the club members have military ties, and the clubs often lend their canoes for military personnel to race. Here's the
to host this regatta on the beautiful waters of Kaneohe Bay with the koalas in the background is a privilege for us to do this.
You know, one of the race officials, Maui Ola, recalled the start of the regatta here on the military base and tells us it was tied to a small carnival with just a handful of races decades ago.
Well, my mother and father, Margaret and Kenneth Oles, were friends with the commander of the base. And my uncle was E.K. Fernandez. And they had the idea of starting a carnival here on base and kicking it off with the canoe races. And so we held the first canoe races. Actually, we had it for several years. And it was here on the base. And we kicked off the carnival each year with the canoe races. So we had the carnival going on while we were racing. And then, of course, we could race and then go to the carnival.
Good fun.
Yeah, it was good fun. And I don't remember exactly when, but I think it was, I'm thinking it was in the late 50s or the very early 60s.
And then it's been kind of spotty.
Yes. We didn't have it here for several years, and I think even the carnival stopped for a while, but the carnival is back, and so are we. As you said, when RIMPAC is not here.
Yeah. But and so what is it that you love about being in this location?
Oh, I love the view. I think this is a very fair course, but I also just love to come out here. I've been taking a lot of pictures of the canoes with the mountains in the background because it's so beautiful.
Yeah, it's a nice break from Kehi.
It is. It's a very nice break from Kehi Lagoon.
Okay, hopefully we can come back again. Thanks so much.
You're more than welcome.
We also talked to the Outrigger Canoe Club about being at this particular venue and about the upcoming Kauai Championships. Here's Sienna Austin Hunt.
You know what, this is one of the fairest race courses on the island, and it's really a pleasure for us to be able to have access to it, and it's not something that we take lightly. That the Kaneohe Marine Corps opened up their base for us to be here is, it's a treat for us, it's a special place, and for a lot of us, we're just really excited to be here on the water and get the time on the water out there.
It is a fabulous venue, just looking out here over the koalas. I know one of the things that's hanging over the races is the regatta that's scheduled for the championships over on Kauai next month, and I understand that there are some canoe clubs that aren't going, and you're one of them. Can you explain why?
Yeah, you know, we just really came together as a club and wanted to make a decision that was appropriate for not only hearing what the needs of that community were, but also representing as a one big canoe club community, how we could best be a support to them. And at this time, it didn't seem that this was the best feasible opportunity for us to take 500 plus paddlers and their families over there. And we just wanted to be able to give that community a little bit more time to heal and be prepared for as many paddlers as come along with this state's race.
Okay, so then basically it's up to each canoe club to decide whether they're in or they're out.
That's right. So as far as Okra was concerned, in our association, each canoe club made the decision independently. We went over into that community, we spoke to people, we really wanted to hear what their heart for, their timing of a good state's race for them would be, and we wanted to honor what their requests were, and at this time we didn't feel that that was the best time for us to show up with as many people as we represent as outward. So it was our independent decision, and our hearts are there with that community. We support them. Many of them are members of our club. We know them. We are, you know, we really want to make sure that they know we are behind them 100%, and we fully intend to support them going forward. And just giving them a little bit more time to heal is really what this decision is about.
We also talked with Hui Nala's Bruce Blankenfeld, who hosted the John D. Kaupeka Memorial Regatta, about the club decision not to go to Kauai this year.
You know, that community, you guys hit very hard, you know, a year ago. And they're still, they're just at the stage where they're, you know, everything's getting good. But, you know, talking to community early on, we were surprised that they were going to hold the race there this year. We were hoping that they would find another venue, like maybe here in Honolulu, and then go back next year. Instead of just kind of rush into it and try to fix it up, okay, we're ready to go. You know, because the community, I think, is split. I don't know where the, you know, how big the split is. Some say, you know, we're not ready. Some say, oh, we're more than ready, you know. But from our viewpoint, from a value-based, it's about Malama. You know, knowing that, you know, hearing from the community over there that they don't think, you know, they'd rather, I mean, what we kept hearing, they'd rather we come next year.
Well, Coach?
That was a statement. And anyway, so planning-wise, it's a big effort. You know, flights for everyone, and you got to get the kids there early on the first flight, or they ain't going to even make it to the race. And so that was becoming a tough one, just planning on that.
So you're deferring to the community.
So we're deferring to the community. I talked to a bunch of friends there that sailed with us in Hokulea, and they're good people, and they're honest people. And they just said, you know what? They tried to see it from the viewpoint of making it work, but they just said, you know, maybe, probably next year.
Right. So you're going to sit this one out.
So we decided to just, because we would be going in there with about 500 paddlers. You know, in the end, you know, as a board, you know, we just have to make a decision. You know, canoe race or honor a community. You know.
So that's what's driving our decision.
Yeah.
And then I heard maybe Outrigger 2 is not going either.
Outrigger is also, yeah.
And anybody else? I mean, I don't.
You know, I heard like Yaya Kahoy wasn't going, and Yalani wasn't going, Yurikai. I mean, I'm just hearing this, so I'm not.
Yeah, you don't know if it's official, but folks are starting to rethink, is this appropriate?
Race officials declined to comment about the club's pulling out until after it had a chance to talk to its parent group about the turn of events this weekend.